Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A man is facing a murder charge following a deadly fire in Bridgeport. Authorities at the fire department there were dispatched around 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday to a mobile home fire on 6th Street. While extinguishing the flames, firefighters discovered the body of a woman inside the residence. She has been identified as 54-year-old Lisa Russell of Bridgeport. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says deputies, investigators, along with Bridgeport and Stevenson Police and the State Fire Marshal's Office responded. Officials determined Russell's death involved foul play and that the fire had been intentionally set. A manhunt was launched for the male occupant of the home, who was initially unaccounted for. Investigators say tips from local residents, including surveillance footage and reported sightings, helped lead authorities to him. 62-year-old John Dunnigan, also of Bridgeport, was taken into custody and charged with murder. He's currently being held without bond. Russell's body has been sent to the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences for an autopsy. Authorities are thanking community members for their assistance in helping to locate the suspect. Early voting is about to get underway in Dade County ahead of the May 19th general primary. Voters will be able to cast their ballots starting April 27th through May 15th at one location. That'll be at the Dade County Elections Office in Trenton. Polls will be open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5, until the early voting period is over. Officials also will offer extended hours on May 12th, with voting available from 8 to 6 that day. On the ballot, voters will decide several statewide races, including U.S. Senate, governor, lieutenant governor, and other key offices, along with congressional and legislative contests. Locally, Dade County voters also weigh in on 2 county commission seats and 2 Board of Education positions, making it a significant election at both the state and local level. Nonpartisan races will also appear for the Georgia Supreme Court, Court of Appeals, and Superior Court. Election day is Tuesday the 19th. Officials are encouraging residents to take advantage of early voting to avoid long lines and ensure a smooth voting process. The Walker County Local Government Services Building in Rock Springs set to reopen to the public on Monday, that following water damage caused by a burst pipe. Officials say the lower level of the building was impacted, but repairs are now far enough along to resume operations. When the Walker County Tax Commissioner's office opens on Monday, there'll be limited public space available. However, all tag and tax services will be offered. The building houses several key departments, including the Tax Commissioner's office, Assessor's office, Planning and Zoning, and Codes Enforcement. The planning office is already open, though with limited space for the public. New numbers show a continued strength in the job market across Northwest Georgia. According to the Georgia Department of Labor, the region's unemployment rate held steady at 3.5% in February. That's slightly higher than reported 1 year ago. The labor force is also growing, increasing by more than 3,200 people over the month for a total of nearly 458,000. Over the past year, that number is up more than 3,700. Labor Commissioner Barbara Rivera-Holmes says the latest data shows more Georgians are working and stepping into opportunity, helping businesses find talent and strengthening the state's overall economy. The Braves are coming off a strong series win against Washington, taking 3 out of 4 from the Nationals this week. Now their attention turns to a 3-game matchup against the Phillies at home for the weekend. Game 1 hits the air at 6:05 tonight. That'll make first pitch at 7:20. We'll have that for you right here on KWIN. The Georgia Bulldogs are up this weekend, too. They have a weekend matchup against Ole Miss. We'll catch Saturday afternoon's game at 1:40, just ahead of the Braves here on KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.